News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Olivia Humphrey has won the James Dyson Award for creating the very first portable scalp cooling device for cancer patients on chemotherapy. Olivia got the inspiration to create a device named Athena after watching her own mum go through treatment. She joins us now. Olivia, congratulations.
Hey guys, how's it going? Thank you so much.
Tell us about the inspiration for Athena.
Absolutely, yeah. So the inspiration for Athena, as you said, comes from firsthand experience. I spent a lot of time with my mum during her infusions on the ward in UHL when she was undergoing treatment. And from there, I was able to see a lot of the operational difficulties and logistical things that happened with scalp cooling treatment, a treatment that she availed of alongside her infusion treatment due to the fear of hair loss going through chemotherapy. And from there, then I was able to gather a few inputs into potentially what could be improved. I've been working on this project throughout my final year of college, and they ask us to solve a problem. So it was a matter of gathering a few inputs and then reaching out to numerous people that have also undergone chemotherapy treatment and gathering all of those inputs to try and make something like what Athena is today, which is the patient managed portable scalp cooling device that you see now.
I love how modest you are, gathering a few inputs. I suspect it was a little bit more to it than that. Just like in as simple a language as you can, for those of us not as as scientific as you, just tell us how the product works that's different.
Absolutely. So the product works in that it's what it is it's a mini cooler. It's a mini fridge freezer. And the cooler is cycling water through tubing up around a headpiece. And that cooling of the scalp causes a mechanism called vasoconstriction, which is the tightening of the blood vessels to the scalp, which when you're being infused with chemotherapy, it cycles around your body. And it's all about minimizing blood flow to the scalp, therefore minimizing the amount of chemotherapy drug that can get to the hair follicles on our heads that can damage the hair follicle cells, which causes it to fall out. So it's just tightening of the blood cells to minimize the chemotherapy that gets to the scalp that can damage it.
Wow, really impressive. Can I ask, what are you doing in college?
Yeah, so I studied product design and technology in UL. So I was originally in art college and I wanted to apply the engineering STEM subjects that I love. So it was a perfect combination of the two, really, because Athena, if you look at it, it looks nice, but it's really been fun because I got to learn a lot about cooling technology throughout and learn a lot about medical device design.
Your mother must have been so proud of you.
Absolutely, yeah. It's been such a lovely opportunity for us to bond over this. It's been emotional. The start when we were talking through the personal experiences, it was emotional, and I guess that fueled the fire. And to be able to be at this point and to have won the award is incredibly fulfilling. It's a full circle moment that, you know, all those difficult conversations have been worth it, really. Yeah. It's just been great.
Extraordinary. Well, look, as I say, congratulations on winning that very prestigious James Dyson Award. Are you going to stay in this kind of area of product design?
Absolutely, yeah. So I'm extremely lucky. Athena's opened the door for me to work with a startup based in Galway, Luminate Medical, which is focused on developing cancer care technology also. So my plan is, which is exciting, is to apply the insights that I've gained from Athena into the products I'll be working on there and continuing to drive innovation in the cancer care technology area.
Well, is it impolite to ask what age you are, Olivia?
I'm 24, no problem at all.
Wow. Okay. Well, look, you have an extraordinary future ahead of you. Really brilliant story. Thanks so much for talking to us, for sharing that story. I have no doubt we're going to be hearing an awful lot more about you and hopefully from you in the future. Olivia Humphrey, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
That is so unbelievably clever and simple.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.